Okay, so this is a practice run. This is not for public release, so don't post this online. But hello and welcome to the virtual open house for the 2020 update to the Coordinated Human Services Transportation Plan. Due to the current public health concerns surrounding the coronavirus, COVID-19, we've canceled our public open houses that we had scheduled for the month of April to showcase the new plan, take comments and questions, and we've moved to this virtual online format. So just to get started, just to give you an overview of the plan, the goal of the coordinated plan is to develop and implement strategies that improve mobility for seniors and individuals with disabilities. And to encourage coordination between agencies to reduce duplication of services and improve efficiency. The coordinated plan is required by Federal Transit Administration. The requirement was established in 2005 under Safety Lew, which is the federal transportation bill at the time. And those requirements mandate that the plan be updated every 4 years and that the plan be in place in order for the St. Louis region to receive Section 5310 funding through FTA. East-West Gateway is responsible for developing the plan for the 8-county bi-state region, and the plan guides utilization of funds for the Section 5310 program, enhanced mobility for seniors and individuals with disabilities. The plan also, you know, those are the kind of legal technical reasons for the plan and why we develop it and update it. But it also is really trying to get at quality of life issues, things like accessibility and dignity and independence. So that's just something to keep in mind as I kind of go through the plan with you here today. And as you look through the plan online, if you choose to do so. So as I mentioned, the FTA funding, the coordinated plan is tied to federal funding for the Section 5310 program. So part of what it does is tell us where to direct our funding. The FTA, the Section 5310 program is an FTA program that funds projects that enhance mobility for seniors and individuals with disabilities. It's a formula program, which means that the amount of funding that the region receives is based on census data on the number of seniors and individuals living in the region. As I mentioned, the region must have an approved coordinating plan in place in order to receive Section 5310 funding, and projects that are funded through the program must address the gaps and strategies that are outlined in the plan. Both capital and operating expenses are eligible, and East-West Gateway receives approximately $1.9 million per fiscal year to program through Section 5310, which we typically do through an annual call for projects. So this map shows the East-West Gateway region, the planning area, which is 8 counties in Missouri and Illinois, and the urbanized area in our region is highlighted in yellow. The coordinated plan covers the entire East-West Gateway regional planning area. However, the Section 5310 funds awarded through East-West Gateway must serve or benefit just that urbanized area. Agencies outside the urbanized area can receive 5310 funding, but they're going to apply and be awarded those funds through MoDOT or IDOT, depending on what state they're in. So there's 4 key federal requirements of the coordinated plan. The first is an inventory of existing transportation services in the St. Louis region. The second is an assessment of the transportation needs of the target population, which is seniors and individuals with disabilities. Third is to develop strategies to address the gaps between that inventory of existing services and the needs assessment. And then finally, to prioritize those strategies for implementation. So what goes into the coordinated plan? We pull information from a lot of different sources to develop those 4 elements. Of course, we had a lot of data from the Census Bureau, demographic data and statistics regarding the population of seniors and individuals with disabilities in the region, where they live, how many fall below the poverty line, proximity to public transit, and those sorts of things. But we also reach out to agencies and transportation providers throughout the region to help us build that inventory of existing services that I mentioned. So we also solicit input from the public and from local stakeholders to help develop those gaps and strategies. Last year, we circulated surveys and attended events and meetings throughout the region to reach transit users in the target population. We also convened a stakeholder committee made up of transportation providers and human service agencies in the region. We had two stakeholder committee meetings, one in October 2019 that identified gaps in the system and unmet needs, and one in December that generated strategies to address those gaps and needs. So the feedback we get from these meetings and from our local stakeholders is really important because, the planners here at East West Gate, we were not the ones there on the ground providing service day in and day out. So we really rely on them to tell us the challenges they're facing to help represent the needs of their clients and what they need to improve their services. So for those who couldn't make it to stakeholder meetings or other events, we've had one-on-one meetings with individual organizations or just had them email us our feedback. Basically, however they can get their input to us, we'll take it. So based on the feedback we got, these are the six gaps that we developed. It was determined by the stakeholder committee that the existing gaps were all still relevant from the last plan from 2016, and they are all accounted for in the new proposed gaps. It doesn't mean that progress hasn't been made over the last 4 years in these areas, which is something we discussed a lot at the stakeholder meetings. That a lot has been done, but there's still always more room for improvement. And even though we still have the same number of gaps, which is six from the last time, we've actually added two new gaps, technology and environmental social, which I've got highlighted there. Those are new. As I said, all the previous gaps have been accounted for, but they have kind of been reorganized or kind of merged together in some different categories here. So I've got the definitions here for each gap, which I'll just go through real quickly. Cost gaps occur when agencies lack sufficient funding to meet transportation service demand, and the cost to use those services is a burden to individuals. Logistics gaps emerge when there is difficulty in balancing the capacity of providers with the needs of users in coordinating transportation services. Institutional gaps arise when disparate regulatory systems silo services and restrict or complicate opportunities for coordination. Awareness gaps occur when individuals and providers make transportation decisions without being fully aware of all their options. Technology gaps occur when certain individuals or populations are not able to benefit equitably from technological advancements in transportation. And environmental and social gaps occur when communities do not adequately support the needs of seniors and individuals with disabilities. So just kind of overall, some of the overall themes that we heard and the feedback we received, in terms of the cost gap, there was definitely a sense that funding levels are stagnant or even decreasing in some areas, while there's been an increase in the senior population, an increase in need. So that's really driving that gap and widening it even. Lack of standardization complicates opportunities for coordination. There was a kind of an overall sense that there's a need for ongoing communication among these agencies, not just every 4 years when we do these stakeholder committees as part of this plan update, but ongoing every year. And then the technology, the new gap that I had mentioned, there was a feeling that there's a lot of potential here to make improvements in transportation services, but that it's either cost prohibitive or, it just hasn't been felt equally across the board. There's been some challenges in being able to take advantage of those opportunities there. And then the environmental and social gap, is really about larger social issues, bigger picture issues, things like access to food, jobs, housing, healthcare, again, kind of just those bigger picture issues. So based off of those gaps, we developed goals and strategies. Here I've just highlighted a small selection of these strategies we developed in the plan. These are the highest priority goals for each of the six gaps that we identified. So each gap has a corresponding overarching goal and then subsequent strategies on how to achieve that goal and bridge that gap. So like I said, this is a small selection, just some examples to highlight the plan's priority. Overall, there's 28 strategies included in the plan. 10 are listed as high priority, 9 as medium priority, and 9 as lower priority. So I think it's just important also to note that these strategies, depending on the details of how they're implemented or what kind of project they might be applied to, they can apply to multiple goals or gaps. So there's a lot of different angles from which you can approach these issues and provide solutions. So right now we have a public comment period open. We're taking comments from stakeholders and the general public. You can submit those online or via mail if that's easier for you. And then we're hosting this virtual open house as well. This will be posted online along with the draft plan. You can take a look at the draft plan. You can watch this video just to get a kind of an overview of what's included in the plan. And you can submit your comments. We'll be taking comments and questions here today if you want to chime in on the chat. And then the public comment period will close on April 30th, and we'll be taking the coordinated plan, the final plan, to our board of directors for adoption on May 27th. So that's all I have for the presentation today. I'll hang around here for a while, and I'll keep these slides up. And if you have any questions, like I said, feel free to jump into the chat.